What I do really like is the you know, you sneak hit the record button when you're doing like the bantery talk.
Yes, which you have done to me every time.
I love that because I do think it's that great, like, it's the pre-podcast banter where you always get some little gem that's like
of who we really are,
of who we really are, and just some little like there's good shit there, the crunchy shit.
I think so. That's what I would like in a podcast.
Yeah, I like the ones that are just like you were hanging out with these people, they're having a conversation. Maybe it goes on for 3 hours. Maybe it goes on for an hour. Yeah.
I kind of envision us as like. Is it mukbang where people just eat on camera so you can eat with them and you're not eating alone?
Oh, interesting.
That's kind of how I see it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, these are my friends. And yeah. They're multiply, talking and yeah. I'm being quiet.
Like weird parasocial relationships sort of situation. Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
The way that I feel about my favorite podcasters. Alex, what's his name? And PJ, the other guy.
Alex, what's his name?
From Reply All. I can't remember what their names are.
My dear, dear podcast friends.
But they were, you know, it was during COVID. I was listening to Reply All.
Oh, was it one of those situations?
And I would do all day, every day, mm-hmm. was walk around the park listening to podcasts because there was nothing else to do.
No, I did a lot of that with Critical Role where I was like catching up with certain stuff. And then, Campaign 2 was a significant like balm during that part of the pandemic.
Yes. There's just something about someone's little voice in your ear that means a lot to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Oof, I Wrote That. My name is Erica. Across from me, as always, is the lovely Sheila.
Heyo.
We are working our way through the beginning of her story. Triton of Minnows?
Triton of the Minnows, I guess.
Of the Minnows. Okay. I mean, we can change. It doesn't matter.
No, I mean, I think We Happy Few is better. This is like, you know how F. Scott Fitzgerald had wanted to call The Great Gatsby like the high... bouncing high-hatted gold-hatted lover or something, or like Trimalchio in Brooklyn or
and
something.
Was like the editor like no
yeah and it's like god damn, like
could
dude.
You imagine that conversation? He flies in this shit and the guy's like
hard no.
No. Oh, here's a question. I'm curious about what your thoughts are on this Great Gatsby musical. Where are you at?
Where I'm at right now is my impulse was to drop this microphone and walk out
of this
room.
You looked immediately furious.
I'm furious.
Yes.
Fuck that. No.
Okay.
I have no
strong feelings. All I know is that the dude who I think originated the Gatsby role voices Lucifer and has been, and he's enjoyable, but I have no strong feelings on, I haven't listened to it at all. I think it came through Chicago and I was just kind of like, I don't think this needs to be a musical because I do get annoyed. We were just talking about it with The Lost Boys. Not everything needs to be a musical.
No. Some could you make some great supplemental jazzy 20s songs to accompany your reading of The Great Gatsby? Sure. Some things are fucking perfection on this planet.
It is
and
kind
The Great
of,
Gatsby is one of them.
This still
is
have it
one
on
of
my,
my
shelf.
Sacred.
It's still right up there.
I know. Listen, I reread it the other day because the kids are doing their like Gatsby research project, so I had to pull a bunch of like research stuff for them, and I was like, I'm a little bored. I'm gonna kind of gently reread this book instead of working, and I was like, trying not to cry at my desk from just how magnificent the prose is. Fuck you. Like no one can touch
I should
Fitzgerald.
Do that this summer. I should reread that. It's been a minute.
It's short. You could read it in like a day and
absolutely.
A half.
Absolutely. And just so kind of like good. Get that Kickstarter going. But no, I was curious. I figured that you would be absolutely against it because I just think it's superfluous and a little stupid, but...
it's there are very few things that trip my like protective tripwire in
I know,
this
that's,
way.
That's one of your things.
You can see my body language.
Yes.
Just like...
Oh, no, no, no. She was like coiled and ready to fucking go.
I will fuck that guy up.
Yeah, it just in the way that like... Did I? I don't remember if I watched the Leonardo DiCaprio movie, though I thought Baz Luhrmann was the correct director for something like that.
Yes.
The
it's
opulence
probably okay.
of it all. I think they focused a little bit, and I guess like the love story is prominent, but it's not like.
It's not. I think part of it is the love story is illusory. Like there wasn't really
exactly,
a love story.
Exactly. Because she is very much at the end. She's just kind of like. Bye. Doesn't she like wish for like she's pregnant? Doesn't she like wish for her daughter to be like a beautiful idiot and not
yes.
worry about the shit or anything? Right?
Yes. And she doesn't come to his funeral.
No, she
they
just,
never hear from her again.
I'm just gonna stick with my. I'm just gonna be a rich asshole and hope that my daughter can do the same thing and not have to worry about anything. And that's kind of the whole fucking point.
They're careless people. Tom and Daisy. They're careless people.
Exactly.
As he says, they just yes.
Mm-hmm.
God, I love that book so much. Like, I was a little worried about rereading it because it is one of
there's my, always like, that worry when revisiting something that's like genuinely beloved, right?
Yes.
This is not the same thing at all, but comparing the fucking Great Gatsby to an animated show, but when a while back, this is a long time ago, I think I was still living by myself in the city, they released Animaniacs on like DVD or mm-hmm. something, and that was one of my like all-time forever like favorite animated shows, and I picked it up and I'm like, I don't know that I can watch this. If this doesn't make me feel the same way, I'm gonna feel like really shitty, you know. Happy to report it didn't. It was still good. Brilliant. It made me laugh uproariously. I actually almost like pissed myself I was laughing so hard. But yeah, no, there's that worry when you're going to something that beloved in the youth, right?
Yes.
Because when was the first time you read that? High school, probably. Right? Yeah. And it's like, no, I still need it to be what it was to me back then.
And it's just, it's still, Gatsby, it's, it never spoke to me on like a, some books like The Catcher in the Rye spoke to me because Holden is such a sensitive baby in the way that I'm such a sensitive baby. But The Great Gatsby is bigger and better and more perfect than that. It's not that I connected emotionally to it. It's that the prose and the tightness of the story it tells. It's one of those like nothing is wasted. Every word counts. Mm-hmm. 10 out of 10.
Because, yeah, it isn't long.
Shaved into a marble masterpiece like Michelangelo. Like just.
Is it even 200? No, it's pretty short.
It's short. I was kind of shocked by that because I was like, I have a couple hours. It was like the last day before spring break. Sure. I was like, I'm not going to get anything done. Listen, it's 90 degrees in here.
Listen to me. I'm very pro having a faff at work. You don't have to justify anything to me.
I know. I feel guilty. But also, like, I adore working among people whose life's work has been that they have chosen to bring The Great Gatsby to children.
Sure.
I'm like, who could I love and esteem more than you, Kim? My beautiful Kim. I fucking love Kim. I just, my God.
Okay, it's going to be on my to-do list this summer. I'm gonna reread The Great Gatsby because it has been entirely
I'll read
too
it with
long.
You. Just like, it's so evocative. Like the, I was putting together my little slideshow for my little research help presentation and I picked a picture of The Great Gatsby and I picked one from the Baz Luhrmann movie where he's just like sitting looking sort of disgruntled among a backdrop of like ferns and a plate of macarons. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is the perfect, like, while I have not seen this movie, I can tell from this screenshot that Baz Luhrmann at least did a pretty good job.
I think he understood what he was doing. And again, I think he was a good directorial choice for that. Again, just because of the opulence of the era.
Yes, there's so much. The opulence of his prose, I think, can be matched by the opulence of what's on screen. But I don't know, man. His prose is so luminous and just like...
Well, and it's too...
like, I'm, like, gazing off into the distance. I don't
she
know
was,
how to...
She was. It was great. It's two different, like, media languages, too, though. Right?
Yes,
a
yeah.
Book, the language of a book is going to be very different from the language of cinema.
Anytime...
And it was a long movie, too, if memory serves. And it is kind of like, I don't like when we stretch shit out for no reason. Because it's like,
right.
Say what you need to say, get in, get out. If we only need 90 minutes, that's all we fucking need. But that's not the way movies work anymore, unfortunately. But... Okay, no. Now that we're talking about it, yeah. Yeah, I've always been curious because I don't think we ever acknowledged that the musical existed, and I was just kind of curious.
I will continue to not acknowledge that.
Okay.
You can't strip something, you can't...
It was just an odd choice to me. I mean, they made it a movie. I've made it a movie a couple times. I want to say there's a Robert Redford version that I feel like I've seen.
Yes, but I can see where people might feel like it's crying out to be made a movie.
Sure. Oh, I mean, it's the Great American Novel.
It is.
Right?
But making it a musical kind of puts it in like a frivolous category that I don't appreciate. Again, like Les Mis has gravitas. Like movies have gravitas. I mean, musicals can have gravitas.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also goofy as fuck, like,
well,
as an art form.
Sure, because it's like, okay, now we're going to gaze into the middle distance and sing about our feelings, right?
Yes.
But I don't know. I think you can, like, because sure, there's something inherently goofy about a musical. But then, like, I just saw Dear Evan Hansen a few months ago.
Oh, God.
I did not anticipate as devastating as that fucking, like.
But you knew what it was about.
I had a vague notion. But, and that of it all didn't even devastate me. There is a song the mom sings, like right at the end of the show. And Sheila, I was with Vicky at the theater, and I'm sitting there. Oh, first of all, you're sideswiped by the shit. I had no idea this was coming. And I have my fist in my mouth, and I'm full on trying not to Irish widow keen in this theater, because I'm just sitting there like, of course, thinking of my own kid and like this type of like horrific situation, and just the way that like he completely kind of dismisses her, and it's, but they like come back together, and she's just like, well, no, I'm ill. Jesus fucking Christ, Sheila, like devastating. Devastating. And I had like Vicky, when we first came in, she's like, oh, I brought tissues and stuff. I'm like, I think I'll be fine. And then I'm like, I need some, oh my God. rough, amazing, great show.
I don't mean this, I mean this lovingly, sure. But like we cried, we like teared up at K-pop Demon Hunters, dude.
See, you know what that was though? That was like, it wasn't the movie necessarily, like
it was the fact that this exists for our girls.
It's the fact that this exists for our girls, and we're sitting in the theater in a communal experience, and we're all singing this along together, mm-hmm. in this horrific moment in time, mm-hmm. and we're all finding this iota of joy.
I'm telling you, man, it's the karaoke.
It's the karaoke of it all. Where we're finding something that we can, like, connect through.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, seeing our kids kind of doing that as mm-hmm. well made me tear up a little bit.
Okay, yeah, that is totally
different. It's more the emotion and not, like, I've watched K-pop Demon Hunters several hundred times.
I don't
at
know,
this
man.
Point.
When they turn on her, like, that really gets me.
Oh no, that's like I don't cry, but it's a gut punch of a fucking moment, because it's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
90 minutes long, too. Excellent.
We didn't even talk about that in our pop culture roundup, because it burned in my
wild.
Household.
Yes.
It burned so brightly, and then it flamed out. And
oh,
I'm
see,
like,
we were just at a birthday party today, this morning, that was a K-pop Demon Hunters themed birthday party. So it is still, and Izzy got like, she got introduced to the concept of like blind box stuff today,
oh,
which is like, oh Jesus.
I hate that shit, dude. Kid gambling.
It's so bad. It's so bad. And
Insidious.
It's rough, because I have... I have a bit of, we'll call it a bit of an addictive personality. I don't know if that's
I think you've channeled it into really healthy channels, if that's what it is.
Yeah, I don't even know that that's correct.
Yeah.
But I will latch on to something.
You love hard.
I do love hard. Thank you. So she got, I guess they have these little like keychains from Funko Pop or whatever, mm-hmm. like that nonsense. And she got the Rumi one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's probably like a rare one. And so she's been walking around other things, being like, well, I got the rare one. And I'm aww. Like, don't. But that's not something that happens very often. Though I don't think she has any concept of, like, this is, like, a thing. Because why would she? And we're going to try and keep it that way. Though yeah. that's quite pervasive in fandom spaces now.
Yeah,
and
it's an uphill battle.
Like, just someone do it for me and let me know how much I have. Because I want the thing. I don't want to buy a million of these trying to get the thing I would like to get.
Doesn't the very existence of this blatant naked cash grab make you hate it enough to not want to have one anymore?
No.
It makes me so mad. It's
Sheila,
so
the character.
Shitty.
I need the thing of the character that will give me a little dopamine in these dark times.
I know.
I'm pretty good about a lot of like official stuff. I like to buy from like the fandom spaces. Like I
yeah,
like
from
that
the creators,
shit. Like
yeah, the
most
makers.
Of the nonsense I have in here, very little of is it officially licensed shit.
But it's all really high quality.
Well, that's the thing, right? Because like I love this Little Shop of Horrors print that I have.
Yeah, that one is sick.
I got that from C2E2 a few years ago, and it was just one of those like perfectly captures the vibe of the musical.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, no, I need to have this. This is very cool. But yeah, I so many times the official merch is just dog shit.
Totally.
And it's like, I don't want that. That's
no.
bad. Though I do like CD Projekt Red is pretty good about the like the Geralt and the Dandelion I have from Witcher 3 those are official. And
those are good looking.
Those are good. Yeah. Mm. But so much is just like the Funko Pop like nonsense of it all. And I do have a fair amount of them because sometimes it's just all you can fucking get.
I like it for like, oh, it's for my desk at work.
Yeah.
It's
like,
fine.
Yeah. I had Macho Man Randy Savage and Daniel Bryan on my desk when I was in the office still. But a lot of times it is just this is all that you can get
mm-hmm.
for this particular property. And it's like, well, I want like something. So
I'm trying to remember what franchise I was out there looking for merch about the other day. I was looking at some Shoresy stuff, but it wasn't that. I can't remember.
And we were like, out and about somewhere, and I did see somebody in a Shoresy jersey. And I was like, oh, I get that reference.
But all the Shoresy stuff is pretty mask, which makes sense. Yeah, but like, sure. I don't need to be walking around in like a hockey jersey. Like, that's really not my aesthetic.
They are very comfy though. Like a hockey sweater.
I'm sure they are.
They're very, very comfortable.
But that's too much clothing. What I want is fucking tank tops. No one ever makes tank tops. I'm sorry. I don't like t-shirts.
Oh no. I have taken to, if I get any sort of like t-shirt now, at the very least, it's getting the V-neck cut into it, because I cannot do this. Is
no
like
a crew neck.
I
hate having to dress profesh because I don't like,
see, so much of my here. Like anything, I have a little bit, and I know it's kind of like, you know, tits McGee, whatever. But I can't. I just can't. I don't like having up close to my neck like that.
No, I feel like someone is choking me out.
Exactly.
I always have,
and so many times that I'll be like, no, the sleeve's got to go too. Fuck this.
Yeah. No,
like I
walk
top.
Around like Mac and it's always sunny. Like, that is my preferred
giving
mode
ocular pat downs to everyone you come across. Oh my god. But so no, yeah, poor Izzy. Hopefully like these nerd spaces that she's finding herself in, it's like, because that's where it's all the worst, the merch of it all.
I like to think I'm pretty immune to that. And my kids seem
to
be as well.
You've always been very like, at least of our little like friend group,
I'm an experienced spender.
Yes. Yes. Whereas I'm like, oh no, a little treat. Yes.
This stuff, I'm not, I was reflecting the other day on how probably because I have undiagnosed ADHD, my mom used to say repeatedly when I was a kid that I have quote unquote no respect for property, because I don't take care of my shit. I consider my clothes a write-off. Like if I get salad dressing on them, it's like, well, I'm never going to fucking take the time to, you know.
I get like that if it's like, if it's a fat or something, because I feel like oil is impossible.
Well,
to get
and that's
clothes.
The thing. Like you have to know when you're licked.
Exactly. Like, and it's like, I could keep trying to wash this, or I could just be like,
time for a new one.
It's time for
goodbye.
A new one.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
But I don't trust myself with nice little things, you know.
See, most of it's here in I don't know what we would call this. It's kind of a library,
the den, the cave.
This is where our records are. This is where the library kind of is.
The D&D room.
All of my fandom nonsense is on the walls here. We've got some family pictures.
Your wedding pictures.
Yeah. It's the den. I guess you would call it more of a den than anything. But yeah, we kind of keep it to down here. There's a few things upstairs I like to kind of sprinkle some nonsense, like the Witcher cookbook is very prominently displayed.
I just feel like I have kids in my house all the time, and
that's why it's like I do like having kind of down here to be like,
yeah,
go play downstairs.
Space.
Exactly. We're trying to be better about, because Izzy does still have a fair amount of stuff upstairs. We're trying to move it down here. I think especially now that like we're getting into summer. And it will be hotter upstairs.
Yes.
And with electricity being as expensive as it is, we probably are going to not try and run the air as much as we have in the past. And just kind of live down here.
I'm
going to
be living
outside.
At the pool. Community pool.
Yeah, absolutely. So it just sucks because Bob's home all day because he works from home.
Oh, that's, yeah.
So it's like you can't not have it on.
Yeah.
You don't want to like boil the fuck out of the Bob. Oh, he's another one. He'll like have the air conditioning on and he'll be like, it'll be like summer or whatever, and he'll have like hoodies and shit on, and I'm like, bro, you're actively killing me.
Sometimes I like to roll like that.
No, I understand, but you're home all day, dude. Like, it annoys me. I get annoyed.
Right, you shouldn't have to wear a hoodie at home.
No, I am not anti wearing a hoodie at home. My beef is, you're cold. Why do you have the air so high?
Right. Take your hoodie off.
Take your
and
hoodie
be
off.
In a less, a few, like,
and
less,
turn
yeah.
the like air to like, you know, 70 instead of 68 or 72 or 68.
I
like
know.
It.
See, it hurts my heart when you say go higher than 68.
See, but I get to a point like 68, like down here. My joints hurt.
No, you're down here
gets
cold AF, dude.
Yes.
On New Year's, I was like, I don't think I can sleep tonight.
Well, that's why I've been like, no, just sleep upstairs.
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
it's a little better since the furnace broke and we had to get a new one. But there's nothing worse than like having to spend money on your house that you weren't expecting.
Well, and especially when it's not fun, sexy stuff.
Exactly.
Like,
it's like,
are you
doing
your kitchen? Fun and sexy. Fucking concrete for your stairs, not fun and sexy.
Right. Yeah. Thousands of dollars to like heat your home. Yeah. You have to because it's like the coldest day of the fucking year.
That's when our furnace broke too. It went out some February, like some like minus 20 day. Right. And you're like, well, take here's $10,000.
Exactly. It's so annoying. When are you starting your kitchen? I'm very excited for
you. I don't know, man. I'm having a hard time. The designer and I have opposite schedules, apparently. Oh, yeah. So we're trying to get it together to meet this week.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say like opposite visions. And I was like, ooh, drama.
No, we haven't even talked about that. I need to make a Pinterest. You know me, I hate that shit. So,
well, Pinterest sucks now too. It's all AI.
It does.
Nonsense.
It totally does. And it's like sponsored shit. And it just doesn't work like the way that it used to work.
It used to be like, ugh. You talk about that for like several fucking hours.
That's its own podcast.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm sure there's plenty of them out there. But let's get to it. I think Darcy was just about to get into her running,
origin story.
Right. Her running away from home, like the why of it all.
Yeah. And apparently she doesn't say much.
Oh, okay.
When my vernacular had spewed out all the words it deemed appropriate.
Jesus.
When the brink of the narrative edged its way to the present. No one's edging here, Darcy. All seemed jarred. I didn't know rich girls had family problems. Not bad enough
to make
them.
Oh, you just glossed the fuck over this shit? That's great.
Apparently. Yeah, I thought there was more. I thought I wrote a whole...
That's amazing.
Know. Also, I thought her name was Darcy Anderson. I don't know when she became Darcy Kennedy. Not
Kennedy,
bad enough.
Like, that doesn't seem like... Yeah, like... Darcy Kennedy doesn't, it doesn't roll off the tongue. Darcy Anderson does.
I think Darcy Anderson sounds better.
Yeah, yeah. There's something to the cadence of it and like the amount of syllables or something.
I think Darcy Kennedy, I was probably like, this sounds more Irish.
Mm.
You know me.
Yeah.
Not bad enough to make them run away anyway. Everyone does. Some worse than others. There's plenty of punks wandering the street right now that have perfectly good homes. And there are a lot of middle class kids getting beaten and abused by their parents. You can't stereotype, I lectured. You don't have a home, Dakota reiterated, repeating what had been unceremoniously chucked in the pit of common knowledge.
So if I may interrupt that. Yeah. So if we don't find out, do we ever find out like what actually happened?
Unclear.
So what in your mind happened? Why does she leave home?
Nothing major. She had a fight with her mom and was like, you don't understand me.
Oh, so she just leaves then.
That's how I remember writing it. I remember writing it with the screen door bangs and she gets jumped like on the same street. I had a whole vision, but I must have rewritten it.
So like, was this a hit her mom put out on her?
I think we floated that theory in a prior podcast.
Because it is like...
But she goes on to say...
Oh, okay.
What about your mom? He inquired. I'd neglected to include my mother in my chronicle. My mom, she died when I was only a year old. We never talked about her, and I never thought about her much either. That's why I didn't say anything about her. I'm sorry. Dakota condensed his condolences into those two perfunctory words, the two awkward sound bites which, although uttered for all of eternity, could never compensate for the original loss.
Oi.
Oi. Not your fault, I lamented. Glimpsing the enthralled faces, enthralling, surrounding me, I wondered if my sojourn was suspending their other engagements. I guess I better be going. It was nice to meet you all and... Going? Taylor arrested my grateful reflex in
Where
mid-sentence.
Do you think you're going?
That is, it is what he said. Where would you be going Stop. Is what he says. I need a massage, so...
Child.
But don't do it too sexy, or I might... Gross. Okay. Where would I be going? I don't know. Outside? I'll find someplace. Oh, no, you don't. Ivan upbraided me. He scooped me in a puissant stranglehold and plopped me sturdily back onto the couch. I can't stay here, I demurred humbly, rising again. Again, he jostled me back onto the couch and salted me with several blankets. Why not? Dakota queried, the original naive. Well, because...
The original what?
Naive. A naive person.
Oh, okay.
French word.
Skeptical.
It's your house, not mine. Do you really think we'd mind having you live with us?
This is also turning a little like Snow White and the Seven Dwarves now. Like, no, yeah, man, you just hang, you're good.
And you live here now.
Do a little
no
like cooking, a little cleaning, it'll be fine.
Yeah, just pitch in, walk
win everybody over, it'll be fine.
Live with you, I squeaked, jolted by the extent.
Oh, they don't have Mixie yet?
No.
Oh, I didn't
She's
realize.
She's a foundling.
Ah, I see. Oh, that's kind of their jam. Huh?
Plot point. Yes. Gotcha. Yes. The sleepover gang likes to adopt people.
Did they actually have like a gang name?
Okay. No, you would think they would.
All right.
But they don't.
Because of, like, just because you named the Vipers, I would have assumed that.
I think that's like how the Socias have a name, but the Greasers are just people who grease their hair.
I need a reread. I don't think I actually have a copy of The Outsiders.
I don't know that that's going to hold up.
You don't think so?
I mean, in a
I feel
very
that's
niche...
another one that's like short enough to like.
Oh, you could read that in 2 hours.
Absolutely. That's why I'm like, do I go back and just kind of, oh no, I do have a copy. It's right there. I see it.
That one still speaks to teenagers. Like I had a bunch of my students tell me that was their favorite book. And I was like,
oh, that's another one that it's also got turned into a musical. I forgot about that.
That could be a fun like
that,
50s.
Though, like where was I? We were in Florida and we were at a coffee shop and I just happened to glance over and one of the girls had a Outsiders t-shirt on. I was like, oh
my God, where do I get one of those?
I think it was for the musical. And I was like, okay. Oh, did you see it? And she was like, yeah, I saw it in New York. It was pretty solid. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, stranger whose opinion I don't fucking care about. But I asked. So, but I don't know. I think that one lends itself a little bit more maybe to the format.
I think because it's sort of like a teen angst story that works better.
Right. And Gatsby is dealing with some more. Not that you can't deal with like lofty shit in the musical, but there's a way to thread that needle, right?
I mean, they did take Les Miserables, the, I don't know, 2,000-page novel by Victor Hugo, mm-hmm. one of the great, I don't know, French realists, and condense it into a musical experience that I think is more enjoyable than reading the book.
Absolutely. I remember trying to read the book after seeing the musical as like a 12-year-old and being like...
It's a lot of sewer talk, man. Yeah. It's a lot of bread
like,
this is
fucking
sewers.
Rough. Like, yeah. I don't even think I got...
I didn't even get to meet any of the main
I
characters.
I didn't get very far because it was like, okay, I'm... Thank you. I'm good.
And I don't really have the historical background. Like, I only somewhat recently was like, oh, this is not about the French Revolution.
No, because it's more about, like, the preservation of, like, wasn't he, like, all about the preservation of, like, the architecture and stuff like that? Like, wasn't that why Notre Dame, like, Hunchback of Notre Dame got, like, that's kind of why he wrote that?
I mean, I didn't know that. But that's very
I think,
cool, though.
I feel like Lindsay Ellis did a video on that, and I could be misremembering, but I feel like that was a major part of his right because he wanted to draw attention to the cathedral to like make sure it remained preserved.
That's lovely.
If memory serves. Again, don't quote me, but I feel like that's
no, I believe you.
Accurate.
And I feel like he probably was trying to call attention to the plight of poor peasants in 1789.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's like the Charles Dickens of it all, right?
I mean, I'm going to be real with you. When I listen to that soundtrack, though, I get very fired up about our current circumstances. Like some of the lyrics, it's like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say, too. No, but I'm glad that I still have some of these like old classics because maybe I'll like we can go back and revisit some shit this summer.
I want an Outsiders t-shirt.
Though honestly, that might be my only two. I'm like looking up here trying to see what else I can see.
I'll do a classics book club with you. And then maybe we could read something neither of us have ever read.
Oh, that's
that was
a
like
good
in
idea.
The canon. What I remember is that you and I both loved A Tale of Two Cities in sophomore year.
I think I still have that somewhere too.
I don't want to reread. I don't like Dickens enough to reread.
That might be a good one to just kind of like... No, that
I
could
saw
be fun to go through.
There was a Madame Defarge protest sign that I saw, and I was like, "Dope,
hell yeah,
that's cool,
hell yeah,
yeah."
But that's an easy enough one to find a copy. There's like 15 million copies of that at like half price books. Or
the library.
Go to the fucking library, right? I thought I still kept my copy. It might be up there.
I
somewhere.
Bet you have it here somewhere.
Everything's what do you call it in alphabetical order, so. It wow. would be on that first.
I don't see it at a
I don't
here.
See it either. It might be upstairs. We have some of our like school stuff up there. But I could also see it being like in one of my purges.
I don't think I kept that one.
Yeah.
Dickens exhausts me emotionally. But I loved that.
That was
in
a good
spite
one.
Of
I
him.
Feel like I would enjoy it more now than being because I was never good with being forced to read stuff as established many a time on this podcast. Her. So, yeah, I think that would be a fun one to go back and revisit.
Yeah. And I've never read Great Expectations, but I'm very down with like the Miss Havisham of it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Dickens, the book
club.
Back in. Let's see. Yeah, you could sleep out here in the living room. You don't understand how it is around here. Nobody really has a fixed abode for sleeping at night. Most people come here to sleep. Sometimes we go to Taylor's, as long as we all stick together and know where each other are. Well, I wavered. Come on, Dakota beseeched me. His eyes were rife with tragedy, reflecting the truth in his entreaty. Hey, if he wanted another mouth to feed, another person to trip over, it was his choice. Mulling it over, I seized on his cordiality because my other options were positively crippling. Lose willing friends and a warm house, transform at my leisure into a Gaberlunzie who would face no greater destiny than a chalk outline.
What the fuck is a Gaberlunzie?
So that was the one that on the break I had to be like, what the fuck is this? And I looked it up. Apparently it's like an ancient Scottish word for like a wandering beggar.
Deep pull.
Yeah, I know. Like, okay. I would have sworn in a court of law that I have never heard this word before.
No, yeah, same.
Gaberlunzie, what? Like, okay. Come on. Get it together.
Tighten it up. Tighten up that prose.
Okay, I yielded. William and Saturn let loose.
Staring danger in the face. Yeah, I'll stay in this house.
You move in with you guys.
Of strange men.
You
sure.
did just attack me and leave me unconscious for a day and a half.
Right?
But it's fine.
It's cool.
Because you're all very sexy.
Exactly. Everything's fine. I'm not suffering from head trauma at all.
That does actually explain so it much really of does. The rest of the book.
Okay, and also, though, I think that we had said a couple times, we were asking, like, oh, is her mom looking for her? But her mom is gone.
It sounds like she totally glossed over having a bad dad.
Yeah, which is kind of like...
I must have been like, no mother would ever just let her child go. Like, because I remember originally, like, I wrote it as a way to be like, I had a fight with my mom, and
right,
I'm
and
pissed.
Right, and I'm dealing with this, mm-hmm. right? As if putting, like, a journal entry or something yes. like that.
A crazy person journal entry.
Well, no, those things are important though. Like,
yes,
and it's like you need a private. Kids need privacy too.
Yes, yeah, and I am struggling because now as a parent, it's really hard to suppress the impulse to be like, well, I want to read what you made because I want to make sure everything is okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I've explained to her that her journal is like her private place.
Absolutely,
you know?
And she wants to share. Hey, great, but. Yes. No.
But she writes stories and leaves bits of them around the house. And I'm like, like the last one was like, and the mom had a vision that her daughter died in the war. And I was like, what the fuck? What have you been listening to?
But I mean, to be fair, like,
it's fine. I mean, that's
we were writing.
It's
like,
harmless.
Right. Weird shit. Like, yeah.
Yes. And there's I think I have a lot of like parent friends who are touchy about their kids talking about killing and dying. But I'm like, I mean, we live in a... I can't pretend that this is not a part of the fabric of our lives.
America is a nation that is founded on violence.
Yeah.
Continues to use violence to get what it wants. And anyone who tells you it is not a violent society is either an idiot or a dirty liar.
Yeah, exactly.
Is the way I see it.
And it's like, every year in school, you have... Sorry to be dark, but these drills, mm-hmm. you know? Yep. So if you're working things out that are about... epic battles mm-hmm. and visions, that seems pretty harmless
well,
to me personally.
I'm sure we've talked about this at some point in the vast swath of episodes that we've done, the fucked up stories I would tell with my Barbies,
oh.
like the wars oh. and shit like that,
the
like
bondage.
The bondage. Yes, as you're working through some shit.
Yeah. Oh, the mm-hmm.
yep. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And it started a lot earlier than I think even I am comfortable reflecting on.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Scary. William and Saturn let loose a cataclysmic flood of cheers. Dakota beamed openly at me, and Taylor smiled surreptitiously. Ivan flashed a hearty thumbs up. All were amenable to welcoming a somewhat bedraggled Lot's little urchin into their intimate home. That was pretty charitable, because there was no way in hell I would unchain a band of hoodlums in my little hamlet. But that cozy hamlet didn't belong to me anymore. The blanched walls, which looming now, would replace the frangible Victoriana of my room. Frangible, what does that mean? Unknown.
I don't know.
A bulldozing of my memories, both of patriarchal havoc and domestic splendor, was in order.
So big fight with Dad.
Big fight with Dad.
Big fight
clearly,
with Dad. Yeah.
Clearly. I'm going, was Jeremy's eventual edict.
But then also Dad is like not looking for, because they run, like they run into the cops at some point.
Repeatedly.
Yeah.
I didn't even get a mention.
Specifically remembering Officer Piggy.
Yeah.
And
the sexy handcuffs.
Oh, so good. I forgot about the handcuffs. So good. So, like, she has run-ins with the police. Are they, like...
Well, she...
And I know she's in, like, a disguise.
And she assumes an identity. Yeah.
Sure.
Also, like,
But how good was that?
Chicago cops in the 90s. Like,
well, I mean, also fair. But we're looking for, there's a white girl missing. We're making
right.
a little more effort. There's like, you know what I mean?
It's but just maybe kind her of, dad never, I mean, you would think CPS. It's like the mortgage thing.
Exactly. Well, it's a repeat to yourself. It's just a show. I should really just relax. Yes.
And he rose in fine, surly fashion from his chair. Told Sarah I'd take her out. Okay, here we go. I apologize.
Is that Ursula?
No.
No.
Different girl. That slut, Ivan spluttered. Isn't she the one who...
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, here we are. Okay, dropping, so wait.
Dropping a hard ass.
Taylor is taking someone out.
No, Jeremy is.
Jeremy is.
Jeremy's taking a girl out, not Samantha.
Oh, but wait, 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 wait. Didn't we... Does Sarah try and like... Because doesn't somebody fuck with somebody later?
That's Samantha. Oh, where she okay. like frames him for sexual assault.
There it is. No, you just didn't girl. Like girls with S names.
I okay. did not.
Okay.
I
S slut.
Yeah, I know. I was right going to say it. And I was like, I can't even say this word again. Like, I apologize to the past and to the future for.
I forgot. Like, we'd been so steeped in like the what the fuck is this? Like, they've dragged her like the Lost Boys of it all, the wind or the Snow White of it all. That's like, oh no, that's right. Darcy is the biggest.
Darcy
like,
sucks.
Darcy sucks.
Darcy is the original misogynist.
She's so misogynistic. It's amazing.
She is not a girl's girl.
No.
Isn't she the one who? Yeah, but I'd done that a few times too, so it doesn't matter to me. Jeremy said cryptically. So long as I got a girl, I don't care what she's been doing. I don't know if that's very progressive or very problematic.
Hey, why can't it be both?
Yeah, that's Jeremy for you. I wondered what so scandalized Ivan, but was rather apprehensive about the answer. He shook his head in resignation. See you tomorrow, Jer? Maybe, maybe not, Jeremy said helpfully. I got places to be, Ivan. Like, fuck you guys. I don't have time for this sleepover gang bullshit.
I'm gonna go hang out with the Vipers for a little while.
Yeah, well, I heard that the Vipers are going to pay us a visit tomorrow night, Ivan exhorted him.
Why Nija. Would they, like, tell you that, though?
Like, pre-arranged hey,
by the way, guys, we're going to stop by. We're going to, that scheduled, like, rumble. Yeah.
I don't have time today.
But tomorrow. But tomorrow. Tomorrow. We're going to fuck each other up. Yeah, does that work? Did that work for you?
I need, like, 2 hours to go to the good Target to
amazing.
Get the box wine.
Absolutely.
The other one doesn't have it.
You take your time. We'll do it later.
I'll be here, Jeremy vouched, if you need me. For a finale.
Should you need us?
Yeah, should you need us? He expelled a cigarette from the confines of his mouth, stalked away, and smashed the door shut in a chaos-inducing
thunder.
How has
he not burned this house down? Like, we're just hugging these, like...
You need to be like, you cannot come over if you're right? doing that.
You don't get to do this, bud. Jesus.
Like, there's an ashtray right here.
Use the ashtray.
The previous raillery now stirred its nebulous wings in my head, prompting an aghast response. The Vipers are coming tomorrow night? Coming where? To the warehouse.
It's oh, where the warehouse!
It's where we do our gender swapping shenanigans.
Scheduled gang violence at the warehouse.
It's where we go when we're not hanging out at home. Want a Coke? Dakota said jovially. Sure, I replied. Hey, got anything to eat? Yep. Dakota staggered back in, arms teeming with Coke cans and crowned with a bag of chips. He thrust the ladder upon me and I shredded the top open ravenously.
Oh, remember preventive, oh, was it preventive Coke? What was the thing when we'd grab like the extra one?
I don't remember this.
Oh, so we were like playing like because we'd be down in your basement and like the kitchen was upstairs and we'd be like the preemptive Coke. I
preemptive
remember,
Coke. That
is that what we
like
would
us.
Call it? Yeah. So you had the extra one just in case.
Apparently this has been going on for a long time. Tell me about the warehouse, I mumbled behind a mouthful of food. It's down the road a piece, Ivan apprised me in a sassy country accent. It's a few blocks away.
Why is he like doing voices?
He's a jolly guy.
Oh, so jolly guys do voices. Okay, gotcha.
Yes. If there's anything you can count on in this life, it's jolly guys doing voices. I guess you could say it's our headquarters. It's abandoned.
Our headquarters.
It's Sleepover Gang HQ.
The worst gang of all time.
It's where we do the really intensive makeovers. It's abandoned, and it's where we meet if anything's wrong. Mostly it's for business. The word tumbled off his tongue like acid. Business? I queried archly. He means gang wars, Saturn interjected.
He's in this warehouse. warehouse. We need it confined to the warehouse, the gang war. We don't want the spilling out, other people getting involved.
No.
We're going to do this it quick, private. Dirty, just right here.
Yeah, it's all going to be good.
And we need to be cleaned up before the big Irish jig dance.
That's right. We also do our birthday parties here.
Yes, very important.
He scrambled to his feet, battering the pointer away, leaving William sprawled desolately by the Ouija. Every once in a while, maybe about once a month, would you say, Ivan, we get together and ease our frustrations. It's healthy.
By beating each other off in this warehouse.
It's the monthly rumble.
Yes, the rumble. Not, that's the other name for the circle jerk. It's all good.
We take December off for Christmas. We come back in January.
That's the Lord's month.
It's the month of our Lord's birth. Do you? The inquiry was guillotined in my mouth, but I spat out the bloody essence. Do you use guns? Rarely, Saturn babbled, plunging fistfuls of Rarely. Tortilla chips into his mouth. We only have one. I mean two, between the six of us. One's Jeremy's, the other sort of communist property. He meant communal property. We keep that one in the Monopoly box. So it's actually in the capitalist property.
Okay.
In the Monopoly box, I squawked. Well, we got to put it somewhere, he shrugged. They need more guns. Yeah. Two is not enough. I love how Jeremy's like, this is my gun, fuck all
I
of
have
you.
Guns. Like, I don't trust
Do
the
not
rest
touch
of you, you
my
idiot.
Shit.
I want this animated very badly. Like, I want this, like, we need to do, like, a Kickstarter and try and, like, get, like, a script and, like... The other thing that I was talking about the other day, and I don't remember if you remember us talking about this, I want to write a one-act play and film it about that time we were in the back of the minivan and that woman was talking about the abscess
oh my
that was
God.
Removed from her nose.
That was, yes. Yes.
Like, I think, like, I want to commit that to paper because that is one of my great memories of this life.
You see the sign for Orlando? Just go by.
Just, yeah, Disney World, just... fading into the distance as this woman opines about this massive abscess removed from her nose.
I just feel like in 10 more years I might be abscess lady.
I've had stuff like I had a thing like a off the side of my, like, it has happened to me.
That's the thing, like, I have things happen to me now that I want to talk to my friends but about, and I don't care if teenagers are listening.
But we would never bring teenagers to something like
no
that.
I well,
that's the key difference.
When our kids are teenagers, that could be us. It could be.
I don't know, man.
It's sinister to
I could
think
be.
About.
It could be, but I like to think that it the odds are in our favor.
I do, too, because I still maintain a sense of propriety.
I try.
Well.
At least some, like, I'm going to embarrass her, but in different ways than that.
Yes. We've already kind of, like, a few times she's just indicated that my very existence embarrasses her.
Sure.
I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing I could do about that.
Yeah, babe. And I'm living my best life.
But no, that one act play, that's something that, like, I've been seriously thinking about lately that just needs to happen.
I would love to read it and give you my notes when it's ready. Well, we got to put it somewhere, he shrugged, gliding his fawn-tinted mane out of its elastic.
So why not in the most useless place possible?
I guess, like, if you don't have a safe...
But it's like, if you need to get it, if you're going to be unsafe about your gun, why right. not have it somewhere that's like, okay, oh, hold on. I need to go into the game stack and get some Monopoly.
Well, Wolf is coming over all the time. So
I mean,
to be somewhere.
He is. He's letting you know when he's coming over, I guess. So you can have scheduled time to go into Monopoly box to get said gun. So fair. Asked and answered.
Such a breach of law was not yet in my realm of comprehension. What are you going to do about tomorrow? I asked. Beat a few people's faces in, maybe even kill one if we're lucky. His tone was nonchalant. What? I howled. Saturn's offhand dismissal galvanized me into a speech.
Does she get
to?
Ooh, is she? Ooh, we're opining. Are we taking her to this rumble? Does she get to go?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think that's the one that is in the podcast, the early podcast.
Oh, okay.
I think a lot happens in the next. 2 days.
Okay.
It takes up 40 pages.
Gotcha.
You just kill people just like that? Like their life doesn't matter? but my indignance was drowned in my skepticism. This ostensibly innocent ward of ravaging hormones, a murderer? No way.
Well, right, because he's already established that he hasn't killed anybody, so he's not a murderer.
Exactly. He's right. Trying to be tough. Listen, honey, Saturn adopted a streetwise, chauvinistic voice. If you knew these guys as long as
again,
we have...
Again, with these voices, these, like, we're like, yeah.
I cannot help it. You'd understand why we sometimes have to kill them.
But you haven't.
No.
The only time you have has been an accident.
And it wasn't you. It right. was Jeremy.
It was Jeremy.
The only one with any balls.
Exactly.
It's cold-blooded murder, I spat. No matter how you try to explain it away. You don't know the whole story. You don't know what's happened before you came. This has been going on a long time. I spurned his further justification. How do I know you won't kill me in the middle of the night?
Exactly.
Right? I mean, some self-awareness.
Right?
How do I know you won't pull out a gun and shoot me in the head? What kind of safeguard do I have? Why would I kill you?
What she also knows the gun is in the Monopoly box. So,
like, well, but Jeremy has one.
Oh, but Jeremy left.
Unknown whereabouts.
He left, though.
He's got his gun.
Exactly.
He's packing. He's ravishing and he's packing.
Gun.
What reason do I have to kill you? What reason do you have to kill those stupid vipers or whatever you called them? My hand flailed psychotically in the air, the pennon of virtue. I was somewhat well acquainted with what terminology the vipers preferred, but I felt like being ornery. Saturn intercepted my hand midair. Do you really want to know? His voice had hatched into someone else's, alarmingly pacific. Yes, I said resolutely. I do. What sort of shabby, squalid excuse would he extend as his rationale? All right, someone else want to tell her? Dakota's lips quirked sensitively, and Saturn's apparent zeal was playing truant.
It's wild how little Taylor is playing into this.
He's about to.
Oh, okay.
He's going to
okay.
step up. Oh, what blunder had I made now?
Stepping out of the shadows.
Brushing his long blonde hair behind his ear.
Here's my painful backstory.
That's exactly what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. I'll do it, Taylor volunteered gravely. He shoved his halo of flaxen hair behind his ear. I didn't even
Look
know
at you.
That
I
was...
I definitely dude. Thought that you would just read that off the page. That's
no,
amazing.
No, I did not. A while ago, maybe 5 years, when I was still in school, there was a boy in my class. We got to be friends real fast. He was really smart and really tough. Like, he wasn't scared of anything. He had this air of defying the world. His name was Darren.
And I loved him.
I know, right? Like, big, yep. big
oh, yeah.
homoerotic energy.
Oh, we love it. We love to see it.
Love it. As the tortuous words surged from his lips, his rapidly voided everything but a martyrized glaciality. What? He was glued to his stagnant scrying glass as if Darren perhaps was stationed in front of him. He was a real good buddy of mine. My mm-hmm. best friend.
Yeah. My rotten soldier. My good time boy. I don't remember the whole speech, but
we went everywhere together. I mean, he understood me, except his parents really loved him and they took good care of him. He was one of the only people I knew with a set of parents around here.
Yeah, the fic really just writes itself.
That it do. I was ignited by a searing burst of pity for all these world-hardened orphans who didn't know or care for their meager circumstances. And for the ones who did care, the tender, impoverished children whose parents defected from the battalion of motherhood and fatherhood before their offspring ever tasted oxygen. Wow. And one day we were walking
home. But they couldn't have all defected because then they wouldn't have been able to taste oxygen.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
I mean, I get what she's going for here, but it is just kind of like, pardon me, I have to be Captain Bringdown.
One day we were walking home from school. Darren was a latchkey kid, so he let himself in and he pocketed the key. And
I adore like, oh, I had just been in Dare and I learned the term latchkey kid.
No, I was a latchkey kid.
But did you have the terminology for that at 12?
Okay. I think so.
Because of Dare.
No. I don't think latchkey kid is a bad thing. Like,
I don't think it is either, but
no.
It feels like a Dare thing that they
really?
Told us about. Yeah.
Because latchkey kids like to do drugs.
Maybe that was the connection there. I feel like that's where I like, where else would I have heard that term?
I don't think I had Dare yet.
No, that's but then you hate well, you're 12? You've had Dare already.
No, we didn't have it until 8th grade. We had Snowflake and then Snowball. But that's what it was. Mm. It was Dare. It was a weird day.
Yeah. No, I remember having Dare like earlier than that. With that, what's his name? That,
JJ.
Yeah, from the, I saw
that on John Mulaney, and I was like, I'm having fever dreams
yes, here, but exactly. No, he definitely came to our school.
He definitely came to our JJ Bittenbinder, yes. right? yes. Totally, 100%. He came to our high school that I almost said out loud. Mm-hmm.
It is tough to not dox yourself constantly.
It really is. Yes. He let himself in and he pocketed the key and he was just about to say something when he turned around and saw his sexy stainless steel voice grated momentarily.
I like how she keeps having to be like, this guy's
sexy.
Hot.
He's really hot.
I don't want you to forget that, gentle reader. He hot. Smoke show.
Saw his parents lying on the floor, lying in their own blood.
Ooh, nice.
I know, unexpected.
All right, Wolf, let's go.
Taylor braced himself again, became wintry and dense. They were murdered. His mom was shot in the head. His dad stabbed in the chest.
Hell yeah.
And the goddamn killers left a note.
He left a note? Amazing.
It just said, awoo, bitch. It was the Vipers. They'd signed it personally. Who?
Wait.
Trigger Bell?
Wait. Did it say Vipers? On there? Like that's amazing.
Like all their names.
Like not even like a dead snake or something? We're going to sign like a piece of notebook paper. And just to say Vipers? Did it say the Vipers? Was it like a birthday card situation where it said Vipers, but then everybody kind of signed around it?
God, I hope so. It's amazing. Like unexpected and amazing.
Well, and what did this Darren kid do to the Vipers that they were like, oh, now your parents are going to die? Or were they just jealous that he had parents and no one else does?
I don't know, but I hope to find out.
Yes, same.
Oh my gosh, I breathed. 15 years old. I was scalded by a lava flood of rage. Dogs, I hissed. Bloody dogs. Slanderers.
All right, Shakespeare, calm down.
That's not it. Taylor croaked. There's more. No, don't you tell anymore. I chided him. Let someone else tell it. You look so upset. Please love me. Saturn spluttered out. Darren was really upset. He started staying away from other people, kind of like he hated the world. Now, this is getting a little dare, isn't it?
Yeah.
He did, I guess. And so he was walking somewhere alone, and one of the Vipers came up to him and started making fun of his mom and dad, calling his mom a whore. Sorry, it's
your
not
mom's
funny.
A whore. It's kind of funny.
Like, who would do that? Or something
the
like
Vipers,
that.
The Vipers, they're monsters, Sheila. Dogs. Dogs.
Bloody dogs. And wolves.
And
love Wolf Halleck. But this doesn't even mention Wolf yet.
Yet. Mm-hmm.
Darren pulled out his gun because he'd been carrying one in case he met the guy who killed his parents.
This is very dare.
It's so dare.
Yeah.
And the Viper thought he was going to get shot, so he ran. And then Darren just, Saturn's voice cracked, soaring into castrati heights.
Oh, Castrati, that's the second time you've used Castrati.
It is. Just shot himself. I was totally cauterized by this tale of prosaic brutality. Is it prosaic?
So wait, Darren, he just killed himself on the street.
Uh-huh.
I thought Wolf Halleck killed him.
I thought so too. But I guess his death was still sort of Wolf's fault.
Was it though? I don't think it's fair to blame Wolf Halleck for this.
His name wasn't even on the note.
Well, we don't know that he just said the Vipers. We don't know who this... We don't even know if he was walking by himself. How do we know that a Viper came up to tease him about his dead whore mother?
That's an excellent question.
How would we know that?
That's an excellent
point. I will not abide this Wolf Halleck slander.
Maybe Darren is Wolf Halleck.
He's just had like some face-off surgery. Hell yeah. Let's go.
I like it.
Fan theories.
And that's how we can kill them without feeling guilty. Saturn exonerated himself. I'm sorry, I stammered. You didn't know. A reverent silence descended.
And how do we even know it was the Vipers that killed the parents? How do we know it was an rival gang? And they were just like, ooh, leave a note that says the Vipers. That'll
draw
like
a big snake on it.
That'll like, no one will know it's us.
As if everyone was breathing their collective vitality into Darren's translucent memory. Suddenly, I could comprehend the iron forgeries of friendship between these pariahs of civilized existence. It was their saving grace.
This band.
Darcy's brothers. Like, these people are animals.
Yet she chooses to stay.
Well, they are sexy.
Ah, that's true. They are sexy.
I want to go to bed, I wheezed. Do you want one of the beds or do you want to sleep on this couch? Dakota sprang to his feet courteously. Somewhere along the drunkenly scrawled line of his life, he'd been infused with some wisp of a genteel manner. I'll just sleep out here. Come on, guys, we have to get out of here. She wants to sleep. Oh, you can stay. I can sleep through anything. No, we'll leave you alone. Do you have enough blankets? Taylor asked, voice fringed with a metallic worry. Yeah, I'm fine, I assured them. Good night. Cool, cool
story.
Get
the fuck out. Good night. Thanks for telling me about your dead friend with the whoa, mother.
But I have a concussion and I really need to sleep it off now. I watched Saturn saunter out of the room. Night, he chirped. A melange of voices swirled around me. You sleeping here tonight, Saturn? Sure. Got room in the bedroom? Grab one of the sleeping bags, boy. Come on to bed, Willie. Don't call me Willie. Taylor? I'm going home. See you guys tomorrow night. You both going to work tomorrow? Yep, I'm leaving. Goodbye. Two of them, presumably Ivan and Taylor, traipsed out of the house. The fracas slowly deteriorated. My consciousness had just capsized when someone brushed past. Hello? I mumbled, thoroughly mystified. Just getting a sleeping bag. Want the light out? Oh, yeah, thank you. Good night. Is it Saturn? Yeah, it's Saturn. Good night. Darcy? Darcy, I affirmed. Tonight, I could not sedulously entertain the usual chiffon and lace Leo DiCaprio fantasy.
What?
Instead, like, that's not who I think about before I fall asleep. No. It's never been who I think about before I fall asleep.
Yeah, like you, no.
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 Interesting. Like, the Romeo and Juliet did leave a big burning
I mean,
mark.
That movie fucking rocks.
So fucking good.
We have to watch. We have to movie night that shit.
We have a lot of plans.
We do. Yes.
I skimmed all the profiles of my new comrades. Saturn maintained a sunny attitude, resembled a fashion plate ripped from the glossy pages of a 92 issue of Spin. There was Dakota.
92 issue of Spin. Sure, babe. All right. Specifically 92. You'd have been what, six?
Yeah. Eight.
Math.
Seven, eight. Yeah.
Eight.
Not old enough to know what the fuck Spin magazine was.
No. Darcy's so worldly.
She is. There was Dakota, who outshined the rest by virtue of his cultured mien. William twinkled with little boy charm. Taylor was the master of a plethora of alluring qualities and had unwittingly garnered my affection with his positively Piscean aura.
Oh, Piscean? No.
Mm-hmm. He a Pisces.
Ah.
You got them big fish feelings.
Big fucking fish eyes. Big
fish
eyes. Kind of like on the side of his head. Weird looking dude.
A giant fishing net in his living room, like a Greek restaurant. Amazing. Ivan was most likely his polar opposite, but his jocular manner spiced the situation pleasantly.
Jocular manner, huh?
And then
is that what we got from then?
Right, like there was little to no jocularity.
No jocularity.
There was
at
a
all.
Seance, but no jocularity.
Right? No friends.
And then there was Jeremy.
Ah.
Jeremy, with murderous inclination, the tortured soul the ignorant population dismiss as extant only in the sable snow globe of the industrial music dynasty.
Wow.
Please kill me.
Can we take that one more time, please?
Please kill me.
One more time.
Jeremy, with murderous inclination, the tortured soul the ignorant population dismiss as extant only in the sable snow globe of the industrial music dynasty.
Sable snow globe.
So it's like a snow globe, but the snow is black.
Oh, no, I got that.
You're like, no, I know.
No, like, I got it. I just wanted to make sure you heard it.
Jesus Christ.
And would we call him tortured from what we've seen so far? He's not really striking me as tortured.
I mean, he put a lot of cigarettes out on the floor.
That's just being a douchebag. Is that would we qualify that as tortured? Being a
no,
dick?
If anyone is tortured, it's probably Taylor, whose friend
like right
met a bad aunt.
Died died weird circumstances. Your mom's a whore.
May or may not now be going under the name Wolf Alec. Birthed of a black hole.
Sure.
My mind could not finger the specific idiosyncrasy.
Couldn't it, though?
Oh, my mind. I'm going to
I will say I do appreciate that we are getting a little bit more of the, like, I'm into this Jeremy guy, because when we do get to the end of the story, she has wholly dismissed him.
Well, he's clearly not a good choice.
Are any of them good choices?
No. No, but, like, at least Taylor has a job. You know,
Taylor's
what I mean?
Sword guy with John Lennon glasses. No. Bad choice.
You know, but he's so tender. He's such a tender lover. I know. I'm making myself uncomfortable, too. My mind could not finger the specific idiosyncrasy that triggered such instant distrust. I can only conjecture that I was terrified. Terrified that he might ravage my innocence with his dark perspectives or kick me out mercilessly onto the streets. Maybe I was afraid that his radiation of depression and hate would envelop me and poison my temperament, too. Maybe I was afraid that I'd become like him. What if I listen to Nine Inch Nails and I become like Trent Reznor?
A very pretty hate machine.
He's the prettiest. Swarthy hair, chiseled marble countenance, onyx eyes yielding no enlightenment as
so
to
this,
his...
this is the guy that, like, beamed her in the back of the head and then, like, dragged her to a secondary location.
Yes.
Very into this. Okay.
So into this.
Like, we're very quickly falling into the Stockholm syndrome of it all.
Yeah.
But again, she does have a head injury.
Yes. That we're gonna let that
excuse. Yeah. It really does kind of, you know, okay. I see the vision. Obviously that's not what 12-year-old you was thinking.
Well,
you were just very excited to get to your harem.
Yeah. And he's such a sexy bad boy.
Indeed. At least for this first part of the story.
Pure power exuded from his pores. But there was something else. Possibly just another facet of fear, hate, apathy. But who was I kidding? Those were asinine misnomers. I couldn't accept it. I couldn't allow myself, could I, to love Jeremy Hardwick. Bitch, you just met this guy 5 minutes ago.
And he's like gone. Like,
yes. You saw him. Okay. He jumped you.
Yes.
You
dragged you
put
to
out
a second
three
location.
Cigarettes on the floor.
Dragged you to a second location, let you lie unconscious on the floor for a full 24 hours.
He has his own gun.
Yes. Which, I mean, smart.
At least right. Keeps his own gun locked down.
Right. Right.
Should I continue?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. I stirred awake to a backdrop of sizzling butter and the stench of a scorched unknown. I encountered no amnesic memory lapse as to my location and the subsequent question, why am I here? Scrupulously, I tugged my shirt down over. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, the look on her face, guys. Like, we're crying and we got.
I am crying.
We're, like, shame-faced, I'll say.
I
cringing.
It's a deep
cringe.
The pallid, if cute, expanse of my stomach.
I mean, it's not great, but it could have been worse.
It's just like, I'm having big feelings about this because I was and am pallid, yes, but did not understand that that's not an, like, attractive descriptor. But also, I sort of love that I, at some point in my life, felt like my stomach was cute.
Aw.
That's kind of sweet, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that was not what I was expecting from my 12-year-old self.
Yeah. And so it wasn't cringing. That was an awe sort of moment.
It was a lot of feelings.
Big feelings.
It was big feelings about my pale, once cute stomach. Pre-childbirth.
All stomachs are good stomachs, Sheila.
It's true. It digests good. Good job. And hitched up my frayed jeans. Questing for the kitchen.
Ooh, she fell asleep in her jeans?
Well,
She's
sleeping off the concussion.
This is the best, like, we're not, like, stripping down,
like,
right?
Did she even... It's not time for the nightgown of
no, this is, oh,
sexual
God,
appeal, yeah.
Fucking nightgown, I forgot about that. No, I just, of all the clothing to sleep
in... that nightgown.
That nightgown.
That floor-length Victorian nightgown. With all the ribbons.
Gothic nightmare fucking nightgown. No, but, like, falling asleep in one, like, that's part of the reason why whenever, like, obviously I'm still wearing my jean shorts right now, but whenever I get home, it is, like, an immediate, like, change out of my jeans.
Oh, yeah. In no world, I think, could I ever have slept in jeans,
no.
Like, even as a child.
Not for any longer than, like, I've definitely, like, sat down in jeans, put my feet up, and fallen asleep in, like, a napping situation.
I guess maybe in, like, a hammock. situation.
I don't know that I've ever slept in a hammock.
I can't sleep outside. Like, the notion, it's relaxing. It's not relaxing.
I have fallen asleep on like a lanai situation. I had a lovely nap when we were down in Florida that last week, and that was just lovely because they actually left me alone and I got to like sleep for maybe like 45 minutes, but it was beautiful.
I love that for you.
I think hammocks are just deeply uncomfortable, especially now. I need support.
Yes. And I just, it just, like, hanging suspended, that's not, I don't feel grounded.
It's, right. It's not like, was it hung correctly? Like, am I going to be flying out of this fucking thing? Exactly.
And it's not, no.
What's the bee or, like, fly situation? Because what if I, like, jolt? Am I flying out of this thing and severely injuring myself?
Exactly.
No,
or, like,
thank you.
Dave used to really love sleeping outside, and he once woke up face to face with a moose. Big no thank you.
With a moose.
Oh, did I say moose?
No. I'm just saying it like that. But
with a moose, yeah.
One of my, I have always wanted to see a moose in the wild. And I realized that that's like a terrifying.
It, yeah.
Like the megafauna. You don't want to fuck
yes,
the megafauna.
Exactly.
But we've been on like some tours and stuff. And I just want to see a moose in its natural habitat.
I would love to see one. I have never, but when Brian and I went up to Michigan a few years ago, he likes to take like nighttime walks around the lake, and it's like pitch black, so you have to bring a flashlight.
Sure.
And we were like a mile out, and we heard this sound that I can only describe as like, it sounded like screaming, grinding machinery. Like if it was like, if you imagine like a factory where everything suddenly, like somebody hit the emergency button and everything
and
screeched to a halt. We were like, what the fuck? Like, it was the most bone chilling sound, and it sounded so mechanical, but we were so far
like,
from
what the fuck was that.
I think it was a moose. Like we did a little research afterward. I never want to hear that sound again. It's very scary.
We were in Newport Park in Door County, and it was me and Bob, and we had Izzy on our back, and we were just coming like around the corner that was like where the car was. Some fucking noise in the bush. And we immediately sprinted the opposite direction because we're just like, that sounded large. And we have our baby with us. So guess we're walking the long way back.
Oh, no.
We did end up like kind of creepy and we didn't see anything. So we kind of like hustled. But yeah, no, when you're not expecting the noise and there's a noise. Bad.
Yes. And it's like, we're both such city people. These experiences are very few and far between.
When, especially when it's that remote and dark.
Yes.
Like, I would shat myself.
Yes. And it's like, good. My biology is working as it's supposed
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
I'm scared.
Right. We need to get the fuck out of here.
Like you said, you don't fuck with the megafauna.
Absolutely not.
What I recently read that like one of the reasons that little kids and toddlers are so drawn to like fire engines and trains and ships and stuff is because that's the closest that they got to megafauna.
Oh, interesting.
And so they're wired to like pay attention to it.
Oh, yeah. That's intriguing.
I thought so too. Mm. I don't know how true it is, but it made intuitive sense
yes.
to me.
Yes.
Okay. I was challenged by a varnished wooden door, which I rapped brazenly. Yo, come in. I was bidden, so I ambled in. William was scrabbling over his bunk bed, aw, while a prostrate and somnolent Saturn was perilously close to enduring this one-man stampede. Dakota's in the kitchen, trying to make breakfast. Trying? Well, he doesn't usually. I think he's trying to impress you. William quirked his eyebrows at me, implying all sorts of risque suggestions. Oh, shut up, I snarled genially.
But so Dakota's been angling. Was he like, was it him or was it Saturn that was kind of angling at
Saturn.
One point?
Only Dakota has never openly.
Okay.
Out of all of them. Mm-hmm. And maybe Jeremy, actually. Okay. Jeremy takes care of her.
Sure, but he's not interested.
I don't get the impression that he is.
Okay. I'll be the judge of that.
Come on.
But that just further
eat.
Supports the Dakota slash
yes,
Jeremy
exactly.
pairing. So.
And did you notice how in that first scene, like Dakota was covering for Jeremy when he like did the cigarette thing?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like I said, ships have sailed for less.
Yes, exactly. Hey, Dakota hailed us when we shuffled in. You guys are up early. Why? What time is it? 11. He yawned, distorting the gesture and embellishing it drastically. I sense that I'm being mocked, was William's dry appraisal. You get more brilliant every day, Shakespeare, Dakota chortled. Want some eggs or cereal or toast or something? Nah, not hungry, William grunted, making a pilgrimage to the fridge anyway. Cereal, Darcy? Sure, what kind? Let me see, Honey Nut Cheerios?
Hell yeah.
Sure, why not? Yeah, right, delicious. It was bizarre how all denizens of this odd realm rehearsed their morning routine, as if the presence of an alien was but a mundane affair. But I was perfectly amenable to boarding permanently with this somewhat thuggish family. Musing, I prepared to drown my Cheerios in milk.
It's like, because it's like you're this 12-year-old girl writing this. You have no idea what a thug is, man.
literally, they are
the least, like, thuggy. Like, they are, like, having a sleepover.
Right.
Over your corpse. Like,
and now they're having a nice breakfast.
Right, exactly.
I prepared to drown my Cheerios in milk when Saturn strutted into the kitchen, shirtless and sporting boxers. Ooh. Saturn, what are you doing? There's a girl present. Dakota berated him and jabbed a dish towel at him as a makeshift toga. She's seen guys naked before with Saturn's sage dispensal. He proceeded to heft the quart of milk and quaff about half of it straight from the carton. I have not, I asserted ardently. Sure you have, he countered. What? I spluttered. William choked on his Cheerios. Thank you, I said, regarding the milk carton. Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, he offered gallantly. Yo, can I take a shower or is someone else planning to use all the hot water? Mortgages. William, Dakota, and I exchanged glances of demurral. Not me. This is the very exciting scene.
I was going to say.
Who's up for a shower?
Oh, yeah. Pivotal. Not a keystroke wasted.
Me neither, chimed the brothers Hounslow. All right, see y'all. I'll be in the shower. Saturn pranced out, already removing boxers.
Prancing.
There's a lot of mincing,
a lot
prancing.
Of mincing and prancing. Get ready for the circle jerk later.
I can't wait. Circle jerk in the warehouse, 11 p.m. I averted my eyes prudently. What are we going to do today? Dakota said. I don't know. What do you guys do for fun? All sorts of things. We watch TV, ooh, run around outside, play board games, Ouija board, listen to music. Normal people stuff. Everyone does it. Sometimes
this is a normal human person. This is normal. Very normal.
Sometimes we go out and terrorize little kids.
Well, they are thugs, Sheila. This is a gang. I don't know if you remembered that. That's what gangs do.
God. Dakota looked a little sheepish. Terrorize little kids. That sounds like lots of fun. I said caustically. You know what I mean. I think. Just generally go out and act all tough. Our reputation is bad enough already. Why not put a little fear into people?
Children. Right. Children. That's who the get-along gang here likes to threaten. It's
like, you have to do something to make themselves seem a little more threatening.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, sir. Good hometown fun, I agreed in farmer boy dialect. Well, what do you do for fun? Depends on whether I'm with a girl or a guy. What? That's wild. Okay, with a girl. Well, we usually either play on a computer or watch a movie. And we play a lot of pretend games. Sometimes do makeovers.
Oh,
put on plays.
There it is.
Dakota's like, light bulb.
Yes.
Write songs. We don't have a computer or a VCR. Sorry. Don't be sorry. I don't care. What do you mean by pretend games? William vaulted into the conversation.
This is, oh my
God. I'm dying inside. You'll think it's stupid, I said self-consciously. No, I won't. Trust me. I'd have to learn to. Sometimes we'd be vampires or fairies. Sometimes we'd play runaway princesses. Sometimes girls who stepped into a magic land.
This is so very much like little 12-year-olds.
This is exactly what I used to do with my friend Sophia. In fact, I was internally, I was like, oh my God, runaway princesses. I mean, that was such a fun game. We'd wrap up our little bindles.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly characters from our favorite books. I wish I had the imagination to do that, Dakota said wistfully.
Will you show me?
Will you touch me and show me how to be a princess?
I want to know what love is.
I would sing, but my voice is shot.
I want Shakespeare to show me.
He's never touched a woman before. I do. Oh, I do. William piped up vivaciously. All you have to do is go somewhere and you kind of look at it a little differently. Like you sit on a bed and you see a cane lying by it. So you pick it up and then it can be an oar and the bed can be a raft. Everybody knows that. Not these poor traumatized urchins. Yeah, or your front porch is a pirate ship and you land and take over different islands. You can play as many parts as you want. You can be the cruel captain or the stupid crew or the natives on the islands. You can have a sword fight with sticks. Sketchy. Sketchy territory. Gosh, I don't know how you guys do it. When I sit on a bed, it's just a bed. Can we I mean, I know this sounds stupid, but can we play one of those games sometime? Could you teach me how? Poor Dakota. He didn't have a childhood.
And we did not. This is, again, we're lost boysying with Wendy here.
I want Jeremy to teach him how to play pretend, and then it becomes, you know, you know. I'd love to. My pride swelled as I feigned psychiatrist, coaxing my subject from his shell.
Like, don't do that to me. Because now, like, the fucking, like, fic things are like, ooh, what could we do here? We already did write one. I forget which episode that's in. But
early days.
It is early, yeah.
Yeah, let's play sometime. Saturn strolled in. What have we here? Oh, geez, Saturn, you could put on a little more clothing. Are we going to go through this again? Dakota, facing an insurmountable and broadly grinning obstacle, surrendered. Fine. What do you want to do today? Do I get to decide? Saturn asked, roguishly. Sure, why not? Probably get us all arrested, but... He cleaved his fingers to his dimpled chin. Let's take a walk somewhere, huh? He proposed. Okay. I have to take a shower first, though, I stipulated. I don't want to scare anyone. You look fine, Saturn decreed, eyeing me. Well, thank you, but I feel all greasy and dirty. I'm going to take a shower next, if that's okay with everyone. I trotted off. Flinging open the bathroom door, I discovered a memorandum scrawled in the steam on the mirror. Vipers suck. Ooh. I yanked a towel experimentally to assure myself it was unadulterated by Saturn or others.
Are we worried about, like, spunk on the towel?
I don't think that is what I intended, but that's that clearly sure
that's
seems,
sure what we're looking
that's
for,
sure
right?
Sure how it reads. When my beautification program was complete, I plucked the towel from its rack. Concealing my devious female elements, I bounced back.
She hates herself so much.
Right. Like, I'm sorry that I have boobs.
Such misogyny.
Hey, look who decided to join us. The lady has returned. I would have bowed had I not risked exposing any of my
attributes. Now, are they going to, like, they're going to, like, make her over here? Is that what we're coming up to?
I genuinely don't know.
Okay.
I will, when I come to a stop, I'll stop.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, because we're, what? We're
getting long.
Yeah, we're getting long. And I know you had a time you wanted to get home, which is probably going to overshoot already,
this is more important than sleeping. Saturn, Dakota, William, I have a question. Shoot, Dakota said. Well, what are you going to do about tonight? Tonight? The fight tonight in the warehouse? Oh, that. He furrowed his brow. You don't want to fight, do you? I snickered, but matching his distressing gaze, the gravity of the situation sautéed me. What? Appalled by this development, the denials gushed from my mouth. I don't know how. I can't. I'd like to help you, but don't worry about it. You'll learn. This particular aspect of my imminent schooling was semi-calamitous to me, but I managed to restrain myself from sharing this. Someone will have to stay with you tonight, though. I know I'll be fighting. And William, how about you? He ruffled the boy's hair tenderly. I'm in, William proclaimed. Okay, Saturn? Me too, Saturn said, sunk in the trenches of tedium.
Why does someone have to stay with her? Are they worried about her, like, running away?
Or the wolf pack coming? I see. I don't know.
Okay, okay. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
Don't get caught laughing when Wolf is out packing. He wrenched out his pony and his pride and joy cascaded on his narrow shoulders. Terminating this peacock display, he twisted it back up again. That was a really important narrative.
Very, because he has long hair, and we get that visual. Very important.
It's like the shampoo commercial.
Oh yeah,
I know Jeremy will be in. That leaves Ivan and Taylor. We'll get one of them to stay with you. Okay, fine. As long as I don't get attacked, mugged, or murdered, was my rigid proviso. Not as long as you're in this house, you won't. You're safe here, Dakota said, flexing his muscles experimentally. I wondered if the ostentation was solely for my benefit or if he was reassuring himself of his athletic prowess. Let's go, Saturn whined, beckoning from the door. I gotta get dressed first, genius. No, you don't, he said, not because he thought that was the case, but because he apparently relished squabbling even when he was wrong. Some soul of benevolence had situated my suitcase in the bedroom. Pawing through, I yanked out an ivory t-shirt and jeans, then wrestled the ensemble on at maximum speed.
Do we think the jeans were also ivory?
No.
Okay. I'm just curious.
I would never. White pants. It doesn't make sense.
It's just you're spitting in the face of the gods.
Exactly. Seconds later, Saturn came shambling in. Saturn, I shrieked. What? You're all dressed? So? I might not have been. Well, wait till that happens before you get mad at me for it. Having conveyed this erudite pearl to me, he stamped out. Everyone ready? You don't wear makeup? Dakota had embarked on an intense perusal of my eyelids, lips, and cheeks. I squinted at him, flustered. Was that some kind of insult? No, should I? No, you look fine. Just that we're always used to seeing girls dressed in black, you know.
You look
leather and mini skirts fine. And ripped tights and stuff. Oh.
We're kicking up here?
Yeah.
All right, I will say, maybe get to the end of this page, and then we'll, or like the end of the next paragraph.
Yes.
I feel like we're ramping up to a
makeover.
It feels that way.
I don't know what the fuck is happening here.
It's let's get to the end of this paragraph, and then we'll.
Okay. There's none of these are. It's like we'll get to the end of this page.
Okay.
I'm almost done. My lexicon. Forgive me. My lexicon defined those girls succinctly as sluts.
There we go. There
God,
she
just
is.
Throwing around the heart. God forbid someone be a goth girl.
There's my hard C. I've missed her.
Oh my God. The fucking worst. Actually, I think I'd like you better without, Dakota reflected. Never mind. Shut the fuck up, all of you. Opting not to pursue this, I queried. So, where are we going? You never know with Saturn. Jail, maybe? William hurtled away down the block, toward Saturn, hot on his tail. The eccentric pair sprinted away. Calvin and Hobbes, I contemplated. No. They're not always like that, Dakota divulged. They're just showing off for you. I giggled. Lil' old me. So, where do you think we're going to go today? I think Saturn plans to show you around the neighborhood, as soon as he gets back here, anyway. What is there to see? Well, the warehouse, for starters.
The neighborhood warehouse!
I don't want to go there. A familiar paranoia rocketed to my brain. Why not? It's perfectly safe right now. Nobody wants to use up any men now, anyway. Not right before the war. The expression on your face.
Not before the circle jerk, baby. You gotta save yourself.
Listen, 11 p.m. Be there. That's the end of that page.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I missed this.
It's really taken some time to get into the
action. We gotta establish your characters. We gotta, you know, get the personalities. This is who these people are.
Horny bunch of roving bastards.
Exactly. All right, folks. Well, thank you for joining us for this rollicking episode of Oof, I Wrote
Was
That.
It?
Was it? We will see you next time where we, I guess, go. And we're not going to go to the warehouse yet. We're
I think
go
there's going to be some yapping.
More yapping and a little walk around the neighborhood.
Possibly a makeover.
I feel like we're ramping up to a makeover. It definitely feels that way. But thank you for joining us, folks. And we will talk to you next time.
Good night.